The bill comes from Governor Daniel Malloy's office, and it's in response to a state-sponsored audit of CRRA issued last year. That report found more than one-third of the company's 41 workers made more than $100,000 annually, a finding that prompted a salary freeze, which CRRA says will be implemented at the end of this month. Among the changes outlined in the bill, a name change. CRRA would be dubbed the Materials Innovation and Recycling Authority, or MIRA, and it would be limited to 45 staff members. Current regulations allow CRRA to employ up to 70 workers. Other proposed changes include stricter guidelines for employing contract workers and a call to up Connecticut's diversion rate, that's the amount of trash that gets recycled, to 60% by 2024. The legislation has been referred to the state's Environment Committee. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.